اللهم اجعل لي فيه نصيبا من رحمتك الواسعة. اللهم اجعل لي فيه نصيبا من رحمتك الواسعة واهدني فيه لبراهينك الساطعة وخذ بناصيتي إلى مرضاتك الجامعة بمحبتك يا أمل المشتاقين بمحبتك يا أمل المشتاقين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Day number 9 of the month of Ramadan, and today our topic from Ramadan Reflections is on the mercy of Allah. And what a beautiful topic to look at, because we know from the Quran that Allah's mercy is so encompassing that literally it would be impossible to explore it in all of its angles. In fact, when you look at the mercy of Allah, when you want to understand how merciful our Creator is, just look at the chapter, the opening chapter of every single surah of the Quran. The opening verse of every chapter of the Quran begins with a phrase, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. And here we discuss two of the traits of Allah, His general mercy and His specific mercy. And this phrase starts off every chapter of the Quran with the exception of one chapter, chapter number 9, and that's for a specific reason. But from this you see how merciful Allah is, that He would begin every single chapter with this particular phrase, such that this repetition is a holy, a sacred, a beautiful repetition, which ingrains within our heart the overwhelming mercy and compassion of our Creator. When we look in the Quran to see how Allah's mercy is described, again, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of verses to look at the mercy of Allah. But chapter 7, Surah Al-A'raf, verse 156, gives us one of the most, perhaps, expansive understandings of the mercy of Allah, in which we read the following. And indeed, Allah says, and indeed, my mercy encompasses everything. Allah's mercy encompasses everyone, the Muslim, the non-Muslim, the agnostic, the atheist, the person who follows any religion, the person who follows no religion, the person who doesn't know Him. But not only humanity, we know the mercy of Allah encompasses the animal kingdom, the plant kingdom, the universe, the cosmos, the entire system of creation. This is the mercy of our Creator. But Allah tells us in the Quran, very interestingly, that don't think that my mercy will only come through my obedience. Yes, first and foremost, we worship Allah, we submit to Allah. But the Quran shows us in many instances, I'll reflect on just one from chapter 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse 132, where Allah shows us that His mercy is tied to obedience of Him and His Prophet. And He tells us in this verse, and obey Allah and the Apostle so that you may be granted His mercy. This shows us that it's not enough to say, I worship Allah, I submit to Allah. No. That is the first step in submission, but you also have to equally submit and follow the orders of the prophets of Allah. All of the prophets, including and culminating with the final of those prophets, Prophet Muhammad. May God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family. I end with one beautiful hadith from the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, in which he has spoken of who to show mercy to, or who to work with or work for in order to receive the mercy of Allah. In this hadith, he has been quoted as saying the following: being compassionate to the weak and downtrodden people of a society results in the sending down of divine mercy. So it is important for us as Muslims, as human beings, to ensure that we are looking at the most neglected, the downtrodden, the most forgotten people of our society, people who are on difficult times within their lives, people who don't have a job, who don't have an income, who are living on the street, homeless individuals. We need to look towards the most vulnerable of our society if we want to ensure that the divine mercy of God covers all of us, our entire society. And if we ever see that our society is going to ruins, that there are economic, social, political upheavals that cannot be controlled, maybe we need to see how we're dealing with the most vulnerable of our society. And if we're not dealing with them with fairness and justice and mercy, then we should not expect Allah to deal with us with His mercy. In this blessed month of Ramadan, let us be those who spread mercy to all of those upon the earth. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.